America's Voice. I'm Steve Guru. Thank you for being here. God bless America. Lord, let us never be canceled. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, boom, what a great weekend. I mean, Northern Michigan was spectacular as always. Into the south, mercury nailed 80 degrees and above. I mean, hello. Cooler this week, but Memorial Day is coming, so a great big grilla giveaway is also coming. Another state rep, number two, another state rep gets nailed for drunk driving, but this one did not drop the governor's name or fight with police. Instead, this one apologized and promised to do better. Of course, this one was a Republican. And number one, back to normal. Seems to have fallen flat with Michigan residents. I mean, I, for one, am shocked that a cheesy bumper sticker line dreamed up by a third grader isn't convincing millions to line up for the shot. Governor Gretchen Whitmer seems so sure that threatening to never open Michigan back up, followed by an infantile catchphrase, was sure to do the trick, right? Like I said, I'm shocked at the failure to launch again. Apparently the governor seems bewildered by it all. But at least her dad looked happy and reasonably healthy this last week, and Lansing driving around in his brand new Tesla. How sick was he? I mean, apparently pretty sick. Sick enough that the governor had to lie to us all to travel to Florida and keep it a secret. Just throwing it out there. Anyhow, the number of people fully vaccinated in Michigan as of a couple of days ago, about 3.25 million, might be closer to 3.3 million now. The percentage of the population fully vaccinated will be about 33%. Now, the governor says that she will reopen the state when we reach 70% vaccine threshold. But that's for just having the first shot. Michigan will lift its mask mandate and gathering restrictions 2 weeks after 70% of the state's 16 and older population have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. But listen, I've been talking to people all weekend who say they're not going to do it, because it means about 5.7 million residents need to get their first shot. As of Wednesday, the 28th of April, 4 million residents had begun the vaccination. About 48.5% of the eligible population, not quite 50%. Now, if vaccination rates would stay on a steady trajectory, Michigan could reach 70% by summer, maybe July. U of M's putting out some models that indicate that, but it's not likely, and here's why. Vaccinations are dropping off. Joe Biden continues to parade around with a mask in public. And here, let me just tell you something I just came across here on the internet. Something I came across here doing research, of course, always, constantly. And I find this advertisement, Restore Our Freedoms. Fightinfectiousdisease.org. Fightinfectiousdisease.org. It's the partnership to fight infectious disease. Whoever puts this out, I'm sure it's a government thing, right? Getting vaccinated is one of the many important steps we can take to protect ourselves and others from COVID-19, blah, blah, blah. And then it says, here's commonly asked questions. How long does it take for the vaccine to provide immunity, and am I permanently immune after getting the COVID-19 vaccine? Well, medical experts say that you're fully vaccinated after you get the second vaccine and 2 weeks has passed. But here's the problem. Even on this website, the last line of people considered fully vaccinated after 2 weeks of receiving the final dose. But fully vaccinated individuals should continue to take precautions. Then why get the vaccine at all? That's what people are asking. That's what people are asking that I was running into over the weekend. Why get vaccinated at all if you have to keep doing the same things? Dump the mask, live your life. I mean, that's the point. And that's the point that some people from the CDC are also making. If vaccination rates drop to half or even a third of the daily averages from the last 3 weeks, it might be August or September before you reach 70% of partially vaccinated in Michigan, and it would still be 2 more weeks after that. It's tough to say that it'll ever happen. Yeah. And these people say, well, maybe it'll be the Michigan back to normal announcement. Yeah, that's really doing it. The back to normal, really getting it. So we need to be at 4.45 million residents partially vaccinated to move on at all. So it'll be 2 weeks after 55%, which is 4.45. And then 60% is at 4.9. And 5.2 and 5.7 million is 70%. Anyhow, I think that the chance of getting it to 70% is less today than it was. I'm not saying it's not going to happen. What I'm saying is that the number of people getting vaccinated is already slowing down. Last week's first dose shot total, the lowest in 8 weeks. Going back to late February, early March. And at that rate, it would take at least 7 weeks to reach 70%. But remember, there's 2 week gaps in between each one of those. They've got to get more people vaccinated. And, well, I keep reading people that said, not going to do it, not ever going to do it. So I don't know how you get there, but I guess, you know, we'll keep an eye on it. Chad Lieben going to be here in a few minutes to give his spin on how we get there. By the way, over the weekend, State Representative Brian Possumus arrested on the suspicion of drunk driving. Yeah, he crashed his Jeep, rolled it over after hitting a mailbox, leaving his farm in Oakfield Township Friday night. Blood alcohol, 0.13, over the legal limit of 0.08. Here's what he said. He said, I am deeply disappointed in myself for putting other people in jeopardy by driving while intoxicated. There's no excuse for what happened. I take full and complete responsibility for my actions. I should never have tried to drive after drinking alcohol. To my family, friends, colleagues, and constituents who I serve, I sincerely apologize and ask forgiveness. I'm grateful that no one else was injured because of my mistake. I'll work very hard to regain the trust, respect, and support of my loved ones, my fellow state representatives, and the wonderful citizens in my district. I never again want to embarrass myself or others through my actions. That's quite a bit different than what happened here recently. He's a Republican. With Jewel Jones, who now they're trying to say he was treated poorly by police. His attorneys are. We'll see where that goes. Looking for some help when it comes to investing? Well, look no further than Craig Stiles and Ameriprise Financial. Call my good friend Craig. Say, Craig, I need some input. Craig will say, I've got you on this. Craig Stiles, you can give him a call, 517-483-4893, 517-483-4893, anywhere in Michigan, anywhere in America. Craig Stiles and Ameriprise Financial with a desiderate proprietary approach to your investments, making a plan just for you, not for everybody else, just for you. Craig Stiles and Ameriprise, 517-483-4893. You tell him I sent you over, all right? Quick break. We'll be right back with Chad Livengood.
Whitener Bolt Lifts and Docks, manufacturer of the nation's finest lift and dock systems. From bolt lifts, dock sections, and accessories to complete custom dock systems, visit Whitener Bolt Lifts and Docks in Charlotte, Perry, and now in Negaunee, Michigan. Get more at 1-800-BOLTLIFT.com.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGruber.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Trevor City resident Glynis Price was warming her home entirely with propane when she bought a WellConnect hybrid heating and cooling system. Now, Price was burning more than 1,000 gallons of propane to heat her home. With WellConnect, Price's propane needs dropped to almost nothing. At her pre-buy fill-up in July, Price was thrilled to learn that she doesn't need any propane, and she now has a credit. Made in Michigan, WellConnect is a realistic solution for rural homeowners looking to save on their heating costs. For people like Glynis Price, that makes living in the country that much better. She now also enjoys cooling in her home, which has been an extra bonus this summer. If your home has a water well, then don't wait to add a WellConnect to your home. Call 989-356-2113 or visit WellConnectSaves.com for more information. Rebates are available in most areas.